Our condolences go out to Ricky Smiley and his family. He lost his son, Brandon, his eldest son. Rest in peace. Our condolences go out to Ricky Smiley and his family. Obviously very distraught. I saw him pretty much grieve publicly. That has to be hard to lose your eldest child. Ricky Smiley, great guy. Always, to me, kind of underrated to a certain extent. Funny guy. His Lil Daryl impressions, just to me, some of the most hilarious stuff I've seen. But rest in peace to his son, Brandon. He lost his eldest child, and he announced it via social media. And I just think that's a terrible thing. So, again, our condolences go out to Ricky Smiley and his family. It looks like all of my Super Bowl predictions were quite incorrect. It is going to be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Enough said. I don't really want to talk about it. I'm disappointed. The 49ers, I thought they would get it done. They did not. 31-7. They got defeated by the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are the real deal, man. I always said Jalen Hurts, you know, he hushed the mouths of the haters. He doesn't do a lot of talking. Jalen Hurts doesn't do a lot of talking. He just does what he does on the field. And that's the true sign of a great quarterback, in my opinion. So we want to congratulate the Philadelphia Eagles, and they will go on to play the Kansas City Chiefs, Mahomes and the crew in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 57, I think it is. Welcome to Derek Talk 1059. A lot going on. Our condolences obviously go out to Tyree Nichols' family, his mother and father. I saw them on The View. They're mourning. That has to be horrible. You're talking about a man who just got out of the hospital. He had Crohn's disease. Those cops beat him to the point where I've never seen that many cops bombard a man and beat him and then drag his body. It seems like the first responders didn't even care. He was laying there lifeless and numb, and they let that man die. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. I think we have good cops, and I think we have bad cops. And obviously the Scorpion Crew, or whatever these guys call themselves, they're in Memphis, Tennessee. Five African-American cops who beat this man to death. Shame on you guys, man. You guys have mothers, grandmothers. They have to be disgraced. I watched a man get beat. I've never seen anything so disturbing. I'm almost 50. I don't think I've ever seen anything as disturbing as the Tyree Nichols beating. That was a lynching. That was a public execution. And to watch that young man beckon and call out for his mother, just too much to bear. It really is. So a young lady by the name of Tamika, she's in Cincinnati, Ohio. She is 37. She says she recently went on a date with a guy. His name is Terry, Tamika and Terry. And when he met her in the grocery store in the produce aisle, she had on no makeup. She was all natural. She just had on her her bandana and her purse. She was not dressed up, but he was very pleased with what he saw. And he asked her for her number. And they agreed to go out. They met. And Terry said something that was quite alarming to Tamika. He said that when I met you in the produce aisle, I just thought you were naturally beautiful. But when she went on the date, she was, you know, she had on her makeup, her mascara, her eyeliner. He said, I liked you better without the makeup. And she said she was very, very much shocked by his statement. But she wanted to know here on Derek Talk, do men prefer women without makeup? Is it more appealing to a man when a woman is natural? So I want to say first and foremost, I think it depends on what you're comfortable with. I've learned in the past, you don't tell women how to look because they don't tell men not to wear hats. They don't tell men to not use the Just for Men to dye that beard jet black. We don't like for women to tell us, you know, to take off their hats and, you know, let the gray grow in. So we shouldn't tell women necessarily how they should look. That being said, I think there is something quite attractive about a natural woman. You know, a man likes seeing you in your natural state, how you look when you first wake up in the morning, you know, right when you're about to wash your face and brush your teeth. He wants to see that woman sometimes. I think makeup is fine as long as it's in moderation and it's not overdone. You don't want to look like Wanda from In Living Color. But I think as long as it is in moderation, I think makeup is fine to enhance your look. But I think there is something to be said for a woman that is, you know, natural. She can go 24 hours without any makeup. You just want to see her like that. Like, to be honest, and I recently, I posed that question several times on social media. Ladies, is there ever a day where you go 24 hours with no makeup? You're just your natural self, like how you look when you go to Walmart. And a lot of women said, yes, this is me naturally. I rarely wear makeup. I think we're moving in the right direction when women can feel natural about themselves and women can feel confident enough to take off the makeup and the filters and just be their natural selves. I'll be the first to say, as a man, I think women are more beautiful naturally. I'm not saying women should never wear makeup, but I think in moderation. But I think when she's natural and she's not wearing the lipstick and the eyeliner and all the mascara, I think that's when she's the most beautiful. Rapper Drake had a song. He said, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I'm hoping you don't take it wrong. I think a lot of men feel that way. We want to see you with your hair tied, chilling with no makeup on, because that's when you're the prettiest. I'm hoping you don't take it wrong. And I'm quoting Drake. I don't know what song it is, but I love that line because it's true. You're locked into Derek Talk, ladies and gentlemen, 11:04 a.m. And I'm talking about an email I received from a young lady in Cincinnati named Tamika, who says she met a guy, Terry, in the produce aisle of the grocery store. He caught her off guard. She was natural, wasn't dressed up, no makeup. And he was very, very pleased with what he saw. So when she showed up on the date and she had dressed it up some, had the heels on, the hair done, the makeup, he said, you're still beautiful, but I liked you better with no makeup. And I think Terry was kind of speaking for all men. Sometimes you want to see that woman in her natural state. You know what I'm saying? You want to see what she looks like with none of that, you know, makeup and stuff on. I think that's okay. So to answer your question, and you did ask me a direct question and I'm kind of dilly-dallying around the topic. Yes, I think there are a multitude of men who prefer to see a woman be a natural woman instead of all the makeup. And I said before, and I regret saying that, I feel like when a woman wears a ton of makeup, I feel like she is trying to cover up her flaws to a certain extent. But I think our flaws make us beautiful. Nobody is perfect, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody is. There's always that one thing that we don't like about ourselves, whether it be that beer belly, that dad bod, I'm balding, I can't get a hairline, my beard and my goatee is graying. I want it to be jet black. There's always those imperfections that we want to fix about ourselves. And we are kind of self-conscious about, let's be honest. So anytime you try to cover up your flaws, I think it's our flaws that make us beautiful. And right now somebody's listening going, oh, he's trying to sound smooth or poetic. No, I really believe that. I think flaws make people beautiful. Imperfection makes us beautiful. So, like I said, Eagles, Chiefs, Super Bowl 57, let's get it. I'm not a fan of Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes at all. I'm just not. I think he's overrated. I've always said that. But so I guess I'll be pulling for Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. They did a number on the 49ers, man, 31-7. I was like, I can't even watch it. You know what I'm saying? But there was a side of me that was glad the 49ers got beat. There was a side, but I don't know. I'm you're locked into Derek Talk, 11:06 a.m. What else is going on that we can talk about? TJ Holmes and Amy Robach are not coming back to Good Morning America 3. Both co-hosts have received like severance packages. You know, they're not coming back. They're gone. They're out of there. So I guess the network, Good Morning America 3, paid them a substantial amount of money and said, see ya. You guys got to understand that, you know, and a lot of people felt, you know, that was a witch hunt, that these two people did a great job on Good Morning America 3. They had a great on-air chemistry. So why would they terminate it? I think anytime that a story receives this amount of press, it's not a good thing for Good Morning America 3. I think anytime anybody looks at Amy Robach and TJ Holmes, they're going to be thinking those two are sleeping together. How can they give us the news? How can they, you know, articulate, you know, what's going on in the world when in the back of our minds, we're like, they're sleeping together. So I think it's a little bit of a distraction. I can definitely understand the position that ABC has taken. And those guys are out. Unfortunately, they won't be coming back to Good Morning America 3. That is what has happened. And what else? Former Vice President Mike Pence has also been found guilty of mishandling classified documents. Mike Pence, the former VP for Donald Trump, has been found guilty of mishandling classified documents as well. So he's the latest, you know, that they're they're putting on the estate. You know, he's the latest victim of this classified documents crisis. He has been found guilty of mishandling government, you know, classified documents as well. So Mike Pence is under fire as well, along with current President Joe Biden. You have been locked into Derek Talk. It is 11:08 a.m. I'm hoping that everyone has a fantastic day. Happy Monday, everybody. Take care.